You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back, everyone, to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, along with Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone right now, Kelly Kobus, owner of A Piece of Cake and Le Bon Macaron in East Lansing. Did I pronounce that right, Kelly?
Yes, Le Bon Macaron.
I learned that from you. See, I'm such a cretin, I would have said macaroon, but I learned from you.
I know. We're trying to set a good example. It's easy to get in the habit of saying macaroon since that's what we all know, but we're trying to set a good example for everyone and call it the macaron because it is the macaron.
And we'll correct it, and we will. We'll teach them a whole new way. I know this is a crazy busy time of year for you, but I wanted to have you on for a couple of reasons. One, because I think your story is pretty amazing as a young entrepreneur in Michigan. And the other, because your cakes, cupcakes, and macarons are so incredible. I just wanted the few people who may not know about you to know a little bit about you. Let's start with your story a little bit. After graduating from Albion College here in Michigan, you went off to study in France. What did you study there?
Well, I studied French. French was my major in college, and so I went to a French university in Grenoble and took, I can't even remember, I think 4 or 5 different classes all in French, and then came home for Christmas and then went back to Paris and did it all over again in Paris. So I was primarily studying French, but while I was there, I decided that I wanted to take a lot of cooking classes. So I found a woman who taught cooking classes in a small kitchen in Paris, and I took several from her. I took a few from the Cordon Bleu and really just tried to immerse myself in French cooking and that while I was there.
Well, and that leads to that you came back from there and you found out that this cake shop was for sale in East Lansing.
Yes, I was continuing an internship that I started during college, during my senior year with Le Chat Gourmet, which is in Eaton Rapids, and Deneen Vincent's the chef there, and she has a cooking school. And so I sought her out to, you know, continue learning, and was just trying to figure out what I wanted to do when my dad saw that A Piece of Cake was for sale. And he told me one morning, "Hey, I found you a job." Like, "Well, this isn't just a job, Dad." So I looked up, you know, the business, and which I hadn't heard of it, neither had my family. And we went out there, and everything just happened within a week that we were deciding to purchase it. And that happened in October 2007. And November 1st, my mom and I started working full-time, and we officially bought it in January, so it'll be 3 years now. And my mom bakes every day, and I do the decorating. And my dad helps with the baking and making the frosting along with my mom, but she is the one that's there all the time. And now he's actually making the macaron for Le Bon Macaron, so That's sort of his baby.
Yeah, I was going to say, I happen to know that family support is huge in this business, and your folks have a background in a similar business as well.
Yes, my dad, my grandfather started the Colonial Bar and Grill in 1965, so we have been around for 45 years, and now it's my parents, and my brother was working there for a little while, too. So we're definitely familiar with family businesses, and so that's why it wasn't as daunting to purchase a piece of cake, because I had the support of my family and sort of the background in small businesses.
Absolutely. Now, one of the things that now people need to go, and I have up on my computer right here, looking at some of the pictures of the cakes, and it's hard to even call them cakes because they truly are pieces of art. Do you ever have people say that they're just too pretty to eat?
Oh, all the time. Yeah. In fact, I have on my little bulletin board where I keep all my orders, we pinned up a thank you note recently from a bride, and she said exactly that. It was just too pretty. I didn't want to cut it. And, yeah, we get that a lot. And, of course, I want people to eat it. Take some pictures and then enjoy it because they taste just as good as they look, and we really, really enjoy what we do.
Oh, that is clear. If anybody's just stepped in the door, it's absolutely visually stunning, and the smells and the aromas are amazing as well. And I can attest to how delicious they are, as pretty as they are. And Le Bon Macaron is kind of another business, a spinoff.
Yes. So it's our sister company. And so if you go to our website, you'll have the choice of going to a piece of cake to that side of the website or to Le Bon Macaron. And so if people listening aren't familiar with the macaron, they can see all kinds of beautiful pictures on that part of the website too. So you can become a little bit more familiar with them. And they come in all different flavors and different colors. So they're especially popular now for weddings because you can have macaron as favors or in a dessert table and color them in the colors of your wedding. So they're a lot of fun.
Oh, absolutely. Again, just for our audience, talking with Kelly Kobus, owner of A Piece of Cake and Le Bon Macaron in East Lansing. Do you have some favorites? I know it's probably asking like picking a favorite child, but do you have some favorite cakes you've done?
Oh, gosh. It almost seems like every week I have a favorite, especially with wedding cakes. When you're doing so many of them, it's 1 week, this is my favorite one. And then the next week, oh, no, I love this one. I think what makes the cakes special is their stories. And, for instance, we made this beautiful barn for a woman who bought it as a gift for one of her friends, and it was her friend's dream to have a house on Lake Michigan, and she realized later in life that that wasn't a reality, so she ended up buying a barn across from the lake, and so she had us replicate the barn for her, and it had all of the details, like the hollyhocks and the water pump and her dog and the gravel driveway, and so it's things like that. Even we did a big heart for a boy who had a heart transplant or some really serious heart surgery when he was really little. And so they were celebrating 10 years of, him surviving this serious surgery. And you always get a big hug, and that's, always really nice. So I think, it's hard to ever really choose a favorite because they're all so different. And we've had so many just really wonderful opportunities. I mean, we made the 100th anniversary cake for the Country Club of Lansing and the cake for the Chrisman Company's grand opening of their new building downtown. And we made a cake for Connie Coletta, the owner of Coletta Air in Ypsilanti. So looking back, in just 3 years, I just feel so blessed to have so many wonderful opportunities and also meeting so many wonderful people that I never would have met had I not had the business. And I think that's one of the best parts about my job, is just the friends that I've made and just how many wonderful clients we have.
Absolutely. I know you also have magnificent cupcakes and gluten-free, which is an important part of the market as well.
Yes, we offer gluten-free cakes and cupcakes by special order. So unfortunately, you can't come in and purchase them like you can our cupcakes, but we do offer those, which are great for weddings because there are so many brides that are gluten-free and they just want a gluten-free wedding cake too. So that's really nice that we're able to offer that to them. But yes, our cupcakes, you can come in every day. We're open 9:30 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturdays, and you can purchase cupcakes. We have those available, and we also have the macaron available. But cakes, we do ask for at least a week's notice for the cakes because those are all custom.
Absolutely. Believe me, it's all custom. You want to give us the website one more time, Kelly?
Yes, it's apieceocake.com and lebonmacaron.com, and you can get to both sites through either address.
Super. Well, Kelly, I happen to know you love a celebration, and you certainly have been the centerpiece for several of the ones that friends and I have had, and it's an absolute visual as well as a very tasty treat. We thank you for joining
us.
I know you're off to a party to deliver a cake as we speak, so we'll let you go to that. Have a Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you, too, Cheryl. Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much. We've been talking with Kelly Kobus, owner of A Piece of Cake and Le Bon Macaron. We'll be right back on Fritz and Friends 1320 WILS. We'll be back right after the top of the hour.